Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Tom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Now, hey, welcome in, everyone. Tom Giordano Show. Side question of the day. That character in a mob film, TV, doesn't matter. Mercedes Schlapp has been with us many times before, one of the president's most prominent surrogates, spokespeople, senior advisor to the Trump campaign 2020. She joins us here in Philadelphia on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Mercedes, thanks for joining us today.
Hi, thank you for having me.
Well, I've done a couple of hour shows with your husband, and I was delighted to learn that he's a farmer. Do you engage in that farming also?
I don't know if he's a successful farmer or not, but he would love to be a farmer every day. And I pretty much told him, like, there's no time for farming until you get the president reelected. So we've got our priorities straight right now, but we do get some time to spend out there in the countryside of Virginia with just these wonderful, great patriots. One of my favorite friends is he's actually a doctor, he's a doctor, and in addition to that, he's a cattle rancher. So just think about that.
Wow. Yeah, that's quite
working ever.
Well, it sounds like President Trump, who is in Pennsylvania near Pittsburgh, the latest iteration, the governor has said, hey, you better be following the COVID-19 directions from Governor Wolf.
And, you know, we always take precautions. I mean, we encourage those who go to these events, or as we like to call them, the peaceful protests, that they wear their masks. We do temperature checks. There's hand sanitizer. You know, of course, we encourage these individuals to wear, those who attend to wear masks. I think it's important. You know, I just think that for the most part, I always love the double standards of many of these Democrat governors who, if there is a protest on the street, they won't say anything to those protesters or rioters. But when it's the president, there's surely a double standard when it comes to that.
I like how that's built. That's what this is. It is a peaceful protest, particularly here, Mercedes, in Pennsylvania. We know the president will talk about jobs in Pennsylvania and Biden. And that message is getting through. I happen to see something, though, too, though. I'm not sure because you're doing media hits all day. This Catholic News Service, the big one, and Real Clear Politics, that just came down about Catholic voters and the president. And there was a factoid in there that tells me this is getting through. One area where these likely Catholic voters overall gave a much superior accommodation to President Trump was dealing with China and trade and things related to that. That is getting through about Biden, and in Pennsylvania, I hope union members particularly realize what he's done.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's important to learn about the records. I mean, under Biden, when he was vice president, we saw Pennsylvania lose over 51,000 manufacturing jobs. You know, we know that when it was the unemployment rate in February of 2020 under President Trump was 4.7%. Compare that to an average of 7% when Biden was vice president. And, you know, we look at the median household income in Pennsylvania, which we know increased for the first 2 years under the Trump presidency, more than doubled what it did during the entirety of the Obama-Biden administration. So what's important to point out here is the fact that it is because President Trump knows the economy. He knows what it takes to build a strong economy. It's why he honed in early on tax cuts and tax reform, on renegotiating very tough trade deals, both with China and with Mexico and Canada on the USMCA front. And he understands the importance of energy independence as well. So it's something the president has been able to accomplish in a short period of time. What we have seen under Obama-Biden administration is that it was weak. It was the slowest recovery we've seen. What took us 4 months to regain in jobs, it took the Biden administration over 2 years. And what do we know? Biden's plans, very expensive plans, $4 trillion worth of a tax burden on American families. And at the end of the day, we have to realize that this economy is critical for states like Pennsylvania.
Exactly. Mercedes, let's turn to the other big story out there, the Supreme Court nomination, which fascinates me, particularly with some of the contenders. Has the president met with Amy Coney Barrett?
You know, I don't, since I'm on the campaign side, I'm not privy to what's happening there in terms of the meetings that the president may have. And I don't want to get ahead of the president on what the process is for obviously interviewing and vetting these candidates. What we do know is that it will be a woman. What we do know is that he wants someone who's going to interpret the law, not make the law. We don't want someone legislating from the bench. We know the president's record in terms of picking solid, strict constitutionalists like Brett Kavanaugh and Neil Gorsuch. I'm still waiting to hear what Joe Biden's list is going to look like because we haven't seen it. And so what we do know that the Democrats are trying to push is that obviously they've talked about packing the court and fundamentally changing the institution of the Supreme Court. And then we've got Nancy Pelosi talking about impeachment again. So this is what we're dealing with here. We have a president who's transparent on the Supreme Court nominees, what type of jurist he would pick. And then we've got Joe Biden, which doesn't even release a list.
Is it the president's position, though, and I think it is, but I wanted to ask you in the campaign to do the vote before the November election for a lot of reasons?
Look, we feel that it's important to fill that vacancy. Putting the politics aside, it's very important to have the nine justices there. We know that Senator Lindsey Graham feels the same way. And as we know that they've gotten a lot of support from most of the Republican members in the Senate, because at the end of the day, history shows that when, like a Sandra Day O'Connor took about 30 days, and we've seen the cases where they've been able to have the hearing and go through a confirmation process in a short period of time. And we feel it's an important step and obviously something that the president has the constitutional right to do, which is to select the nominee and then, of course, get the consent from and the advice from the Senate.
Absolutely. Mercedes, thank you. Thanks for visiting again today. We'll talk soon, I hope. Thank you.
Yes, thank you so much.
Dom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.